Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. I'm so excited to be here with Amber and Sophie from Uncensored Thoughts with ANS.
Yes.
Hey
guys.
Thank you
for having us.
Of course. Thanks for being here. So we're doing like a little crossover episode for everyone listening who's like confused. And so before we get started and I ask you like basic questions and maybe you ask me the same, what is Uncensored Thoughts exactly? Like, because I know mine is a dating podcast. Like, do you consider it a dating podcast or just like anything
it's
goes?
It's like an anything goes podcast.
Yeah.
Like
there's like no holds bars. Pretty much like our inspiration for our podcast was just like, we know the conversations that we have on the phone with each other, ranging from like aliens to like dating to one night stands to sugar dad. Like we talk about anything and everything.
Right.
So we were just like, fuck it. Our thoughts are uncensored. Right. Let's create a podcast. You know what I mean?
Like, let's share this conversation with other people.
I love how you started with aliens.
Yeah.
We'll get the area to that.
One thing going on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how old are you guys and where are you from?
So we're both 26.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Queens.
And I'm from Long Island.
You guys are babies. I say that, but I'm only 2 years older. But you know what I mean?
You're 28.
I'm 28.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
So what would you say is the biggest thing that you've found out so far from being on, like from having a podcast and talking and
sharing our thoughts?
Sharing your thoughts.
I think the biggest thing that I've learned is people aren't as judgmental as I was like afraid that they were going to be.
Mm.
Does that, you know, because I'm very like unfiltered. I speak my mind and it's been very like receptive for us. You know, we'll get DMs and comments of people just like, oh, I hear you. I feel you.
Right.
Like good shit. And I'm just like, oh, you didn't judge me for
like, saying
that.
Like, I
feel
like I totally agree. I feel like the more honest I am, the more people are like, wow, I relate to that so much. And I'm like, you relate to like getting dumped and like cheated on and then like being with someone who had a girlfriend, like all like these horrible, horrible things. Like people relate to that stuff, you know?
And I think that's been my biggest thing.
Yeah.
I feel like the same for me, but just also I think when you're having that conversation with your friend, like it's intimate. It's like, you know, you don't have to really like share it with the world.
Right.
But I feel like on the podcast, there's that potential that millions of people can hear it. And I feel like it's almost like liberating in a sense, like letting your thoughts out. But then especially when you're talking about something that might have like hurt you in the past, like referring to dating, it's like, I feel like it's like a sense of like freeing when you like speak about it.
For sure. It's kind of like therapy in a way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And what are your relationship statuses? Is the statuses
non-existent?
So you're both single?
Yes.
And were you single when you started the podcast? How long ago did you start it?
So
it hasn't even been a year.
Yeah, oh, wow. We started the podcast officially in October of 2018. Mm-hmm. So it's been like, what, 9 months, right? Yeah, about 9 months. I was single, always been single, just single.
Oh, wait, you said August? Oh, so next month?
October.
Oh, well, October. I was like, oh, no, I started thinking about it in August. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, oh, August is next week. for me, my status is single now, but I actually recently, it's been over a year now, a breakup with mm-hmm. like a long-term relationship. So mm-hmm. I'm like newly single, mingling, yeah. figuring it out.
And just out of curiosity, like what was not working about that relationship?
Priorities. Mm-hmm. I feel like once I turned 25, I feel like my priorities definitely shifted.
Right.
And, you know, you get older. You see what's important. You see, like, okay, I'm an adult now. Like, I have to start moving like an adult.
Right.
And I felt like my partner wasn't moving with me, or at least seemed like he was. So I just feel like I had to make the decision to cut it off.
That's like honestly so admirable and like
so mature.
So mature. And especially like after.
And if you know me, I'm not mature. So that was hard for me.
No, but really, like, it's so hard to follow your gut when you know that like you could just be continuing to date someone and have someone and like not be lonely, you know? But like to take that plunge and be alone when you could let it go on for so long.
Yeah.
Like, and it's amazing. Yeah.
I told her this. I was like, I love when I can see couples who have been together 10, 11, 12 years and right. they break up. Some people look at it as like, oh, you're letting it go. And I'm like, no, I feel like that's so admirable that like, despite how long they've been, they can realize something's not working and right. let each other go. Like, to me, that's beautiful. So I felt like the fact that she was able to do
that. Beautiful.
But really, I felt like the it's fact true. That she was able to do that just showed me that like, you aren't one of these other people who are so just like, oh, it's not working, but I'm going to stay just because I'm right. so attached to you that I can't let you go. It's right. like she realized like, yo, I have to put myself first.
Yeah.
My happiness matters, you know? So if you have to get the boot, you right. gotta get the boot, you know? And
right.
I respected that, you know, about
yeah,
her.
I have so much yeah. respect for that. Like I have a few friends who at 28 like are doing that also. And it's either that or like they're getting married, you know? And mm-hmm. it's like so one or the other. And it sounds fucked up, but I have more respect for the people who break up at this age than the people who get married, because it's like, it's easy.
Yeah. And I think overall, just with the way life is now, you don't want to settle. Like I said, I'm only 25, but okay, in 5 years I'm 30, and then five right. years after that I'm 35, and I don't want to look back 10 years from now and say like, oh, why did I settle? Like, why did I? Because
exactly.
you know what I mean? Like, I don't have kids. I don't have like, I'm not tied down to anyone personally just yet. So it's like,
right.
why get to that point? And I feel like that's what a lot of people do. Like, they'll have the kids, they'll get married.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And unfortunately, that's what wakes them up to be like, I'm not happy with this person. Right. And no offense, I don't want that for myself.
I don't want that either.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I want that, like, not perfect family, but, like, cute family.
Yeah.
Where my partner and I love each other and show that as an example to the kids. Like,
exactly.
Otherwise, it's like fucked up.
And I don't feel like that's like unachievable.
Yeah.
I feel like it's achievable when you put your foot down and put your priorities first.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. So I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm obsessed with astrology in a very healthy way, obviously.
We are too.
So are we.
Oh, good. So I have to know your signs. I almost want to guess them, but like,
I was going
to
say,
guess them.
So just give me a little help here. So we'll start with Sophie. What's the weather like in New York when it's your birthday?
It's winter.
Capricorn?
I give off Capricorn vibes.
No, you don't. I'm so bad. I'm so bad on the spot. You're a Sag.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're an Aquarius.
No.
What is left?
Pisces.
Well, it's not winter.
Yeah, I'm literally
like
a week before
of
spring.
Yeah, I guess it's like the yeah. end of the
I'm
end
March
of
14.
Wow. It's your birthday, yeah. and it's like
on my
snow.
Birthday.
Yeah,
some years
yeah,
it's either a
true.
Snowstorm or it's
or
beautiful
it's
out.
Yeah. yeah, that's true. That one was hard. That one was hard. Wait, so what's the exact day?
March 14th.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, because I know about numerology too, and being born on the 14th, like good people are good, born on the 14th.
That's a good number, I heard. Mm-hmm. What do you know about Pisces?
What don't I know about Pisces?
Oh my God.
We'll get into that, but I need to know, Amber. So what's the weather like?
Springish summer.
Mm.
So it's not technically summer yet, but it feels like it.
Mm. So it's so Taurus.
You're close.
I was going to say Gemini.
Yeah.
But it's summer in Gemini season.
Technically, no.
It is.
Oh, well.
No, you're right. It starts June 21st. Yeah. Okay, wait. So when is your birthday?
Her season's
I know.
That was a bad way to ask.
Guys, should I cut this?
You should have said what
I'm
month.
Terrible. No, because I did this once, and I got them like three in a row, right?
Okay.
So I, for some reason, thought that would happen again, but it obviously didn't. So wait, when's your exact birthday?
May 27th.
Okay, great. 27th is also a great number. Gwyneth Paltrow was born on the 27th.
Who?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Really?
Oh. Anyway, so Pisces, what did I know about Pisces? Pisces are, well, actually, I think it's interesting that you guys get along so well as Gemini and Pisces because you are very different.
Yeah.
But you have a lot of similarities. Like you're both the sign that's like two people.
Yeah. Like mutable.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pisces are very dreamy. And and like
forever in my own little world,
totally. And it's a fish, so like you do best in like water. Mm-hmm. Kind of, like Rihanna's a Pisces, she's like totally.
We're very like I guess multi-dimensional, you know. Like
And you have like this very soft and sweet side, but you also have this side that surprises people, where you can like turn around and be really like fierce and like scary.
Yeah,
and that's like the two like elements and whatnot. But do you know your rising and moon sign?
Yeah, they're both Sag, so weren't too far off.
See, I like felt that energy somehow. Like I bet Sag is in like your first house or something because it's
girl.
Very
I don't
present.
Know, but Sag it explains why. I can be so damn crazy sometimes. Because Sages are very like...
Yeah, and Sag Moon, like, do not even close to remotely, like, let themselves be tied down by anything or anyone.
God. That's why
I never had a boyfriend.
Yeah, no, like,
I've literally never been in a relationship, and I think it's my Sag Moon.
Sag
that's,
Moon
like,
and Gemini
me.
Moons are both, like, really hard to pin down in relationships.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thank you.
Of course. Of course.
And you gotta tone down your sad moon.
I know.
Amber, what's your rising moon? Do you know?
My moon is Leo and my rising is Virgo.
Oh, wow. I love that. I felt that Virgo rising because I'm a Virgo rising.
But isn't it so funny how, like, she's a Gemini, but then her...
What is it? Rising is Virgo. To me, I feel
so
like
different.
Virgos.
So yeah, they're so,
so opposite.
Virgos are like the most like reserved.
I'm the same way.
You know,
so
like
So I'm a Libra. I don't know if you have experience with Libras.
Mom is.
Oh, the best.
I just recently like started becoming friends with a lot of Libras in the last year, and I literally was telling her, I was like, I think they're like my new favorite sign.
You know
I
what? I feel that
Libras.
Way about Pisces. Like for so long, I actually would be so sad because people would ask me like, what's your least favorite sign? And I'd be like, I don't have a least favorite sign, but I have no Pisces friends.
Mm-hmm.
And recently Pisces have been like appearing in my life. And like now obviously we have to be friends because
I
need Pisces friends in my life.
Yeah, no, Libras. I just feel like, your sign is so just like with the shits. Like you guys literally are with anything, whenever, anytime. You guys are just so open-minded and fun. And it's just like, I like that. It's refreshing.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. So refreshing. So what are you guys like, how has dating and like, I'm assuming you're dating, like maybe you're on apps or like, I don't know how you're meeting people, but I want to know. But like, how does your podcast come into play with that? Like, are you telling people on a first date, like, just so you know, I have a podcast, like I might talk about you.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of dating, at least for me throughout the years, like I said, I've never been in anything serious with anyone. I've always just dated guys for a few months. And like, unfortunately, it just never worked out.
Right.
Majority of the guys I was meeting at the gym. Because it's an easy place to meet guys, even though guys from the gym kind of suck. But, you know,
I actually
that's not all of them.
I was with a couple this past weekend at a wedding, like, seated at the same table, and they met at the gym, and, like, they're so cute.
Yeah.
And she went to, like, the bathroom, and he was like, I'm proposing soon. And, like, so you never know.
That's sweet. Yeah.
You never know.
So, you know, because I don't really, like, do bars and clubs and any of that stuff, so my chances of meeting guys, like, that way is kind of, like, slim.
Right.
But that is how I usually do meet most men.
Mm.
And in terms of the podcast, I haven't seriously dated anybody since the podcast has been out, but I do think when I meet somebody, I'm not, like, to me, my thing is just, this is who I am. I talk my shit on the podcast. I say what I need to say. And, like, if you don't like that, that's your problem. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to, like, stop doing what I'm doing or censor myself just to make you feel uncomfortable, like, to make you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Obviously, if he's someone I care about, I'm not going to get on the podcast and just, like, talk badly about him. But I will tell him, like, I will be open and honest about our relationship, because I feel like my podcast can't be called Uncensored Thoughts and I'm not keeping it real with everyone, you know? So I guess when that happens, that's a conversation we'll have. But yeah, you know, I don't see it affecting my dating life for any reason. Yeah.
It's actually almost better because it, like, weeds out all the people that can't handle the fact that you, like, are, like, a woman who speaks up, you know?
And it's kind of like, if you need, like, a briefing on me before we date, like, listen to a couple episodes and you'll have an
but
idea.
But, like, not, you don't want them to listen to too many episodes. Yeah.
Then and then,
creepy.
Like, form an opinion that's, like, not necessarily, like, true.
Right. Yeah. They're like, so your aunt sounds, like, really cool. And you're like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
What about you, Amber?
It's funny because I actually went on a date the other day and I never thought about it before, but when I was on the date, he mentioned that he listened to, like, my recent, like, the recent episode of that week. And at first I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what did I say? Like, I'm trying to think about, like, oh, God, I hope I didn't say anything not even embarrassing, more so kind of just, like, so raunchy that it's, like, I'm trying to give off a good impression because it's the first date.
Right.
But then it's, like, he probably heard something. And he's like, I know how you really think. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I'm not embarrassed by it. It was just kind of like, it just took me off guard for that second just because I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting. Like, it's new territory. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like for the future, it can be like just like a cute like icebreaker. Like when you're like, hey, what do you do? What do you do? And I'm like, oh, I have this. And then it's like, especially if it's a serious date, then it's like, okay, they can kind of get to know you without like explaining yourself like in depth, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but what's a serious date, like, as opposed to a casual date?
I mean when you know, see
the difference is like if you actually like, I think we're all guilty of going on a date with a guy that we kind of know we're not like super into, but we're just like, oh, let's give it a chance, compared to like that guy where it's like you want him to text you and you want to know that like this date is happening because you are legitimately interested. That to me, like, I'm putting on the cute outfit. I'm doing my makeup.
But like, you want to be like on your A game.
But don't you think that's dangerous? Like, don't you think we should look at the serious date like the other date so that we're not like,
oh, well, you don't
want to
look
like we're trying
to try.
You know what
I
mean?
Definitely. And I told her that the other day, like, on her, because I'm like,
because then we'll be more hurt if we don't get the text.
Of course. I was like, I never want to look like I'm too thirsty on a date with a guy that I really like. So I was like, you know, don't like wear your best foundation.
Yeah,
like
no,
don't do
agreed.
Your hair that well. Like
right.
just act like you don't care. But like deep down inside your heart is like pounding on the way there.
For sure.
You're just like, oh God, shaking. I want him to like me.
Yeah, but, for sure. And Amber, that date you went on, where did you meet that guy?
The gym.
No. What is this gym? Where is it? How do I go?
Right. I don't think you would want to go there.
Yeah. Okay. So how does one approach someone at the gym? Like, are these guys going up to you? Or are you going up to them?
Well, it's funny because we met through like a mutual friend at the gym. So it was kind of like, I'm talking to him.
Right.
Then he came up to him because that's his friend.
Yeah,
and it's like, oh, look, a little triangle. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then it was like, oh, who's this girl? I need her number. It happened so easily for her. For me, I feel like I get real life creeps. Like the ones who are like interrupting your workout to get your, like, those are the worst type of guys.
The worst.
That's what I get. She got like the decent, like, oh, who's that girl? Like, put me on to her. And I'm like, oh, that was a good chain of events.
Uh-huh.
You know?
That is really good. Aren't you such a huge fan of Buffy? No, I'm not talking about Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I'm actually talking about Buffy the bedding that is earth friendly and cruelty free. It's summer, and I don't know about you, but I have night sweats, like, all the time in, like, just no matter what, I'm sweating through the night. So I ordered a Buffy comforter, and my whole world is is changing. It's a comforter made entirely from 100% eucalyptus fiber. So it regulates temperature and keeps you cool and comfortable all night long. You're not overheating, but you're still cozy. It's got an 100% plant-based design. So it's like breathable, softer than cotton. It's hypoallergenic and cruelty-free, which is always good. And it's just better for the earth. So why not have a better sleep, less sweating, and feel like you're doing good for the earth? I mean, it's amazing. So I want to give you guys $20 off your first Buffy comforter by visiting buffy.co and entering code ACME. So $20 off your first Buffy comforter, buffy.co, so buffy.co, and entering ACME. I can't explain to you that I, for the first time, have not had night sweats with a comforter, and my boyfriend wakes up and he's like, wow, thank God, because it can get really bad in there, you know? Like, I can even get his section of the bed damp sometimes with how bad my night sweats are. So I'm really telling you, try Buffy. Let me know about your experience, but most importantly, use my code ACME for $20 off. How do you guys feel? We have this like controversial topic, which comes up a lot on the podcast, about like whether or not you should send a thank you text as a follow-up the next day after a date if they took care of the bill or something like that. What are your thoughts?
I always send a thank you text literally right after the date.
So instead of the next day.
No, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I'm talking that night when I'm home, like after I've showered and like I'm in bed, whether I really enjoyed his company and I want another date or whether I don't. I just feel like it's just proper etiquette and just like to be polite. You know, you just say thank you for the date. Thank you for taking time out of your day to take me out and pay the bill. You know, right. I've never experienced going on a first date and a guy not paying. So I've never had a reason to like have an attitude or be weird, you know. Mm-hmm. So I do it that night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what's the controversy about it.
Because so I actually have never heard of someone doing it that night. That I actually am totally fine with. Mm-hmm. I think when a girl waits till the next day and sends the text the next day, that it comes off as like a little desperate. Weird. And like trying to get that next day text, you know, like as opposed to genuinely like thanking them, because like
saying it in the moment, right? And like then seeing what happens.
If you go
day
on the date and then right then you text thank you, that's great. Like that's fine. But I think it's like the way I look at it is like you thanked them on the date, hopefully, you know? So, like, I don't see the reason to thank them twice for, like, a $20 drink, like, the next day. Mm. You know what I mean?
I think like, that's almost someone trying to, they don't have, not that they don't have confidence in themselves. It's more so, like, maybe they don't think that the person's going to hit them up the next day.
Right.
So, they try to say something, but instead of just being like, hey.
Right.
They're like, hey, so, you know, just to say again, yeah, thank you. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's their way of starting
exactly
the conversation.
And it like changes the trajectory of like what they would have done. Yeah, exactly. So it's hard to tell if they actually would have been into you or not. Like if they would have sent it on themselves
and be like, oh, okay.
Right. Right.
I mean, I will be totally honest, though. I don't know if like I'm the only one who suffers from this fear, but I do have a fear sometimes of like if I go on a date with a guy and I really did like him, that like, oh crap, he won't text me the next day. But that's always just a chance I've taken. Like it's right. Like I'll wake up the next day and just be like, all right, if he hits me up, he hits me up. If he didn't, then I got my answer, you know? Right, so right. I just feel like for the women who use the thank you text for the next day as like a way in, it's kind of like you're doing yourself a disservice, because
truly,
if the guy's into
yeah.
you, he'll hit you up
right,
regardless.
You're confusing yourself.
Yeah, exactly. For exactly. Sure. So, yeah.
How do you guys feel about sex on a first date, or like when do you think if there is a right time that like it should go down?
This is my thing. I don't feel like, I think in general as women, we don't want to do it too fast, and not even because we might not want to or because we think it's wrong. I think it's just kind of like that social like stereotype thing. But for me personally, I feel like if the vibes are okay, like if the vibes are good and if you're like on the same page about it, I don't see the issue with it. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you're the female and you, I don't want to say desperate, but you know what I mean? Like if they're like, oh, like I like him so much, like, I, you know, and I want to have sex with him.
Right.
But he is showing you red flags that he might not feel the same way. But of course, what guy is going to turn down sex?
Right.
I feel like that's not a good time to do it or even do it at all if he's not even showing you that same interest. You know what I mean? But if it's like mutual, I don't see why not.
Right. How can you recognize some of those red flags in that time?
Like in that like one, in that first date, like short time span?
Like either well, when that you gotta hit him like up the next day
saying well, yeah, thank you.
Sure that, but at that point it's too late because like, you had sex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, no, that like, is what, if you had sex you. So funny. My one of my like good friends is now married to a guy she had sex with on the first date. And I remember she asked me, like, should I text him thank you, like, after? And I was like, you already gave him sex.
Yeah.
And then you're going to thank him? For like, for what? Luckily, it worked in her favor.
She
but
got
like,
a good one. Yeah. That doesn't really happen.
She got really lucky. I mean, he was like, he's literally, like, the nicest guy in the world. So, like, okay. It would have been
so
crazy.
The vibes were good.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, with that, I don't think anything's wrong with it. And I feel like it's been proved. Like, we see so many situations where people can have sex on a first date and it work out.
Right.
I just think, for me personally, I wouldn't. Just because I'll be mad as hell if I have sex with you on a first date. And then you just, like, don't talk to me. Like, my self-esteem would just be like, damn, you know? And I don't want to do that to myself, so.
Or worse, it's, what if it's not good?
Exactly. Like,
that's my, like, hesitation of it.
Also, I feel like it's not going to be good if you haven't, like, built, like, a rapport with that person. Kind of like in high school when, like, you know, like, it would be, like, exciting to, like.
Like a tease.
Yeah, like, go, like, first base only and, like. Like, that was, like, hot. Like, ooh, I wonder if, like, I'll get to, like, touch her boobs, like, in 2 weeks, you know?
And I think even that's kind of, like, my issue with one-night stands. I'm not against them, but, like, I'm so big on just vibes, you know? I think vibes play a big role in sexual attraction. Like, I want to, like, be around you and pick up on your little, like, quirks and pick up on just how you are, because that type of stuff just makes me more attracted to you, and then which then leads to like better sex. I think like the first time you're meeting someone, you don't really know them, like how good can the sex really be, you know?
I don't know.
But that's just me.
What's a deal breaker for you guys? Like, for example, like someone who's not close with their family or something like that. Do you have like just like a oh no, like
What I find out on the first date or just in general?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess a deal breaker that's like shallow for me. So like two things.
You're like if they're ugly.
really bad breath.
Oh, yeah.
Because that seems to be like a thing.
That's fixable, but I agree. That sucks.
Oh, my God. But then I just feel like you're a grown man. Why is your breath smell? Like, I don't know. I guess
maybe
like,
they had like a garlic roll that day.
I guess, before the date?
Yeah, no, true.
And then, like, maybe guys who are, like, oh, I don't want to start, like, anything, but, like, shorter than me. I'm not really,
No, it's okay. It's okay.
I'm
how tall are you?
I'm 5'6".
Okay.
And at these day and age, it's, like, guys
aren't
that tall.
What about, like, same height?
I'll accept that. If I really like you, I can take same height. But I'm talking, like, if I have to, like, bend over.
Yeah, no,
you,
that's
like,
not that's cute. A little you don't want to feel, like, big.
Yeah. And then, more personality type of like deal breakers. Someone who is very selfish. Oh my God. That for me is just, I can't take like, if everything is an issue for you.
Yeah.
Like you're just very stingy. You only think about yourself, like self-centered. I don't.
That's, and you can tell on a first date, like if they're not kind of like asking the questions back to you, like they're probably
those type
selfish.
Of guys who only talk about themselves and literally never ask about you, and then when you do try to change the conversation, they just bring it right back to themselves. Yeah.
And then they're like, that date went so well.
Yeah. And you're, and you're just like, were we on the same date?
Yeah.
No.
What about you, Amber?
I don't have any like specifics like bad breath or like short. I mean, yeah, I feel like in the moment, if he's shorter than me, I don't think I would, you know what I mean? But I feel like for me, I think this is just the Gemini in me. Like, I like to communicate. So I feel like if he can't keep up with me communication-wise, I just won't be interested. Like, right. You know what I mean? So it's not like, oh, like a harsh deal breaker, but I feel like I'll just lose interest. So.
Especially because you do meet a lot of men who just like I feel like if you can have a texting conversation with someone, that's good, where it's just the back and forth.
Right.
To me, that's like such a check mark, because that's kind of hard. Not a lot of people can really like keep up in a conversation through text.
Right.
And sometimes with these guys, it's just like one word text messages, like barely a full sentence, and then you're just kind of like, okay,
like what am I gonna do with
yeah,
this?
Yeah, like what right. am I like, where, what are we doing? And then you get on the phone with them and it's just crickets. So yeah. I can see how that's a really big deal breaker. Like yeah, it's agreed. Just, you know,
at what point in like dating someone that you're interested in do you stop talking to other people?
I mean,
you date
I date
me,
yeah so. If I really like you right away
and no. wait what was it what
no
like I'm good. Talking like well, the thing with me is like I'm honestly not someone who's talking to multiple people at one time or dating multiple people at once. Like
right.
I'm very just like I don't give out my number that often. I don't really entertain people often. So on the rare occasion that I do meet someone that I'm super interested in, it's like if we go on a first date and it's great and the vibes are there and then that leads to a second date and a third date, at that point it's you. Like, I mean, there was no one before you came into the picture. So now that you're in the picture, it's kind of like my energy is all directed to you. Now, does he know this? No.
Right.
Because I'm not going to show him that.
Right.
Like, it's, you know what I mean? But like, I know, she knows, everyone knows that like, yeah, it's just.
But like, I have this theory that when you meet someone like at, you know, in your 20s, like late 20s, like it's almost impossible to meet someone that's like completely available. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah, someone's as you always get older, got like yeah, either somebody.
Rotation or like a friend with benefits or like a fuck buddy, yeah. like or so, or like that guy you've been leading on because like you're bored, like whatever it is, you know. So I feel like that sounds like really sweet, but like but I feel like truth, yeah. that always ends up like hurting one person because like the other person doesn't have that memo or something.
I mean, we even said on our podcast on one episode, we're like, in this day and age, you're never going to meet someone who's truly single.
Yeah.
Like you could be single, like you don't have a boyfriend, but you have someone who's taking always. You out on dates. You have always. Someone who you're sleeping with. You have someone who is at least texting your phone every
right.
day.
Right.
And unfortunately, like I'm not like that, you know. I'm like, if I say I'm single, I'm not like nobody's texting me, and if they are, I'm not answering them. I'm right. not agreeing to date. But
then how are you like I'm getting not... yours?
Oh, I mean, like, girl. I mean, I definitely like have friends, like right. male friends, who are right. I can just be like, oh yeah, you're my friend, and you're single, and I'm single, so yeah. like, hold it down, like let's right. do this. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
And I do date. I definitely do date. Mm-hmm. I don't meet guys often that I like enough to date.
Right.
But on the rare occasion that it happens, I date them and I get mine that way. But I can go without.
Right.
I've gone almost 2 years without. So that can be a little hard too. But yeah, dating's off. It's not fun. It after no, a while, it gets though. A little tedious.
Yeah,
do you
but
think?
Like, so... I have a boyfriend now, but like I was single when I started the podcast. And for me, dating was kind of like a numbers game, you know, like I would go on dating apps because like my gym is not like your gym. Like,
how long have you had your podcast for?
For like 2.5 years.
Okay. So you were single when you first started.
So I was single when I first started, and I was single until like I've been dating my boyfriend for 1.5 years. But in between that and starting the podcast, I was single, and I would go on like as many dates as possible. And a lot of it was like kind of research for the podcast. So I wasn't taking it too seriously. But I also like I looked at it as like fun for some reason. Mm-hmm. And like maybe because I wasn't taking it too seriously, maybe because I like could go back home and be like, so I went on this date, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It was like it was fun. Yeah, like I feel like it's like what you make of it, you know?
Do you think it was fun because at the time, like you said, you weren't taking it serious and you're doing it for research, but like why weren't you taking it serious? Besides like the research aspect, like...
That's a great question.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I think that's why you found it fun.
No, I wasn't taking it serious because I was like, there's no way I'm meeting like my future husband on a dating app. Like this is like not... You know, in the same way that, like, in the last episode, I talked about, like, if you're going to have a fuck buddy, they have to be younger so you don't, like, take them too seriously. You know, mm-hmm. It's like anything you don't take too seriously, you end up having fun with.
Because yeah. You're lighthearted about it.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, I think you have to have that attitude.
I agree
attitude.
With that. Mm-hmm. I know, like, when I was younger, I mean, I'm only 26, but mm-hmm. when I was, like, 18, 19, 20, 21, mm-hmm. I definitely was, like, I was able to date a guy and literally say to her, like, I know he's not Mr. Right. He's just Mr. Right now.
Right.
So I'm cool with, like, if this were to end in, like, a year or 6 months or whatever. I think just now, as someone who's 26 years old, who is looking for something a little bit more serious, now is where dating, I feel like, is starting to just get a little more, like, annoying when it doesn't work out or when it, like,
I know.
Like, I actually had,
I hate,
like,
that though.
Oh, God. Yeah. I don't even want to say it, but I had a date like the other day and I was like super excited for it just because mm-hmm. I thought like, oh my God, you know, like in his pictures, he looks so cute. And mm. I had known him from like a while back before and like I just knew he was like cool. So I like was just like, oh my God, like I'm going to go on this date and who knows, like it could be it. The vibes could be great. Right. And I went on the date and it just wasn't what I was hoping for. And I just remember just being like so like, sad driving home because it was just like, damn, you know, like I guess right. I built
you saw the potential.
I saw the potential and
we
to go on the date
that. Yeah,
and it wasn't like that was upsetting, but like maybe 3 years ago when I was 23 and
you
it was the same scenario
yeah.
and he wasn't what I expected, I would have just driven home like, oh fuck it, whatever, next, like what
right,
who next, you
right.
know what
but,
I mean,
but the letdown was more intense.
Yeah, I think the yeah. letdown was more intense now just because it's like I do want something a little bit more serious, you know right. So when I'm not finding it, it's just like back to the drawing board essentially, you know.
Yeah,
so
of course.
Like dating definitely is fun. I think it just depends on like where your head is at. Like you said, you weren't taking it seriously
right.
so you were just like fuck this, like
right.
this is cool, you know. And I get that definitely.
No, but you're right. I mean, it goes back to what we were talking about in the beginning of like how it's so hard to like end a relationship that isn't serving you now because it's like,
but then so how did you come to meet your boyfriend?
So we met on a dating app. Which
did.
Is like, yeah. So
what
it's
you
like,
think wasn't going
right.
to happen.
I was like, I'm not taking them seriously. Like, I'm not going to meet anyone. And then, like, I ended up meeting him on a dating app. And, like, I mean, who knows, like, what's going to happen. But, like, it's, like, been, you know, like, I never expected to, like, meet someone.
Genuine,
who, like, is really sweet and, like, is someone I would have dated had I met in real life. So I think, like, I don't know. Like, I always tell listeners who are, like, perpetually single, like, you have to, like, throw away your checklist of, like, no, I'm not going to meet them here and I don't want to meet them there. And, like, they have to be this and they have to be that. And, like, they, you know, like, can't have a cat. And, well, mm-hmm. that I would stick yeah. to. But
did you know right away, like, on the first date?
I knew that there was, like, so actually when we matched on the app, I was like, I remember saying to my friends, like, if this guy, I was like, I sent a like to some guy, if he likes me back, like I will die. Like I'll freak out. Cause he was so cute. And, he did. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. But I was still dating other people. And then we went on a date and I was like, wow, he's like everything like in his picture and like more, like I'm freaking out. And then, so I like was really excited about it, but because I was so excited about it, I was like, I need to keep dating other guys. Like, cause like, this is too good to be true. Like I always have that mentality. I think it's like the Virgo in me. I'm like, I don't trust this. Like
I don't trust it.
Yeah. I'm like, bring me back to earth. I'm
when
skeptical.
When it's good, I'm like, nah, you're
uh-huh.
wrong. Like
uh-huh. imagine me is like, let's do this. Let's
yeah,
get married.
Of course. Yeah. Oh my God. I saw the funniest meme about Sages the other day. It was like when your pilots, like when you're in a plane and like the pilot's a Sag and it was like the pilot out of the plane with like a sign being
yeah,
like,
I saw that.
Yeah. With a sign being like, I'm your pilot. Yeah, like, I don't know. It was hilarious. But yeah, no, like I'm so cautious. I was like, oh, it's too good to be true. Like I have to have like a fuck buddy on deck and like two other random guys that I'm dating. And like, then maybe it'll work out. And also
yeah.
that ended up helping me because like, I didn't have this like desperate desire to like have sex right away. Cause like I had been having sex with my fuck buddy. So I was able to just like, let him walk me home and like kiss and go
be
upstairs,
okay.
you know, as opposed to like just like throwing away my inhibitions and be like, come up, like let's like, you know, smoke a joint and like let's have sex.
Are you all for sex on the first date?
No, I'm not. And I think like it's situational. Like if you knew them before, you know, then like maybe.
But, or if you like had a good talking with them.
Like, yeah, like you had your
weeks of getting to know
but
each
other.
I think
if you're meeting for the first time that day, like you've never met before, like it wasn't a gym situation, it was like an app situation or a setup and you've never met them before and you meet them that day and you sleep with them that night, that's not for me. Like that's just like not for me, like simply because like, again, I don't trust people and like, I don't want to get like a disease. Like I don't want to like, what if you're poking holes in like a condom? Like what if you're like murdering my family? Like I don't fucking know.
Like I don't need you to know where I live.
Yeah. Like it's actually too soon. Like so when you're just meeting them that day.
After how long of dating were you both just kind of like, okay, like were you ready to like leave the fuck buddy and like just be all in with him?
Like, yeah, I would say it was like maybe 2 or 3 weeks, but like I didn't like I
oh,
was
that was bad.
Like, no, but he didn't like know any of this. You know what
I mean?
Oh,
this is all in your head.
Yeah. Like I didn't communicate to him, but like I don't know, maybe it was more. I'm trying to think because like I remember I like had like this routine with the fuck buddy and then like I had him come over, but I had already gone on like maybe it was a first date, maybe it was a second date with my partner, and I like could not get into it with my fuck buddy. Like I was like turned off by him and I just couldn't like follow through. Like I was like not getting like wet, like you know how it is.
Yeah.
And I was like, something's like weird and different and like bye. Like and that's when I knew I liked my now partner, because I was like, I can't even like do my routine thing like with a guy who like
was he like upset about it?
The fuck buddy?
Yeah,
we had like such a good like I think he kind of was like upset about it, but I didn't say right then and there like I can't do this, like I like someone else, you know. Mm-hmm. I was just like, okay, like I'll see you soon. And then I think I like said to him once I became more serious with my partner, like I'm seeing someone. And we always had that agreement. Like if he were seeing someone and he said that to me, I would have to be okay with it too.
Yeah, definitely.
Because he was like in that zone only. But that's why I think it's like kind of so important to have other people, because it's also like this comparison aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're only seeing one person, like you're like, there you are, like on my pedestal, like you're my one person I'm seeing. Like,
yeah,
I hope it works out.
It's like you can pull from every person that's in right. your life and be like, I like this from about him,
right?
I like this about him, and he lacks right. X, Y, and Z,
right? Yeah. But then that's also really difficult. Actually, I have a friend who like had this sign in her apartment like a few years ago, and it was like, every woman needs a man who can like cook and clean around the house. Every woman needs a man who's like sweet and caring, and every woman needs a man who like earns like and takes care of you. And then it's like, but like every woman needs to make sure these three men don't meet or something.
Oh,
I was gonna say,
that's funny.
Sounds too perfect.
I know.
Right?
Cause like not like you have to pick and choose.
It's so funny. Cause we were talking about this on our, like our latest episode, like we call like the whole phase. And we were saying how we feel like it's necessary because it's like, ultimately you're going through all these experiences so that when you find that person, you're not settling. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you said, if you only have one experience or one guy, or like maybe like even like two, it's like, you know how they are and you put them on a pedestal,
right?
Versus when you have a whole bunch of options from just dating, from friends with benefits, fuck buddies. It's like, you see what you like intellectually, for intimacy, sure. like just their personality, like, you know, and it's like with all that knowledge, then you can be like, okay, when you find that person that fits that, at least maybe like 80-20,
right?
It's like they're it.
Yeah, it's true. Do you ever have sex and then hate the cleanup process? Because it's like, just, I feel like there's just like, it's wet everywhere and it's gross and it's so not fun to like, you know, use a bunch of tissues or like get a cloth all gross and then have to wash it. Well, I know I experience that stuff a lot, which is one of the many reasons that I'm such a huge fan of Lola. Lola is the most incredible brand for women by women. And they have a line of organic tampons, pads, liners, and my favorite, all natural cleansing wipes. After sex, I grab a wipe and I give a wipe to my partner, and it's so easy. I feel so clean, you know, especially if I don't have time to jump in the shower, if it's like a before work situation, you know how it is. I just want to feel a little bit better. So I use a wipe, and I really think that you would love them too. What's so great about Lola is that it's available for subscription. So whether that's a period subscription or, you know, you choose, and they also have condoms and personal lube. But again, the cleansing wipes are my go-to. They're safe for anywhere. You can use them anywhere in the body. Even if you need a midday refresh and not even like a sex thing, you just want a little, you know, refresh. They're individually packaged and perfect. They fit in all of your purses, bags, and every purchase that you make with Lola, they donate feminine care products to homeless shelters across the United States, which is really, really cool. So again, you know, you can choose from organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, all natural wipes. And I'm a really big fan. And because I'm such a big fan, I want you to get 40% off your first month subscription by visiting mylola.com and entering Acme when you subscribe. So that's MYLOLA.com and then enter Acme, ACME, when you subscribe. So check it out. Let me know what you think. And I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Do you think that you, like the person that we end up with, like you're gonna like them like 100%? Or like, do you think it's possible to like someone like 70% of the time? You know what I mean?
I think, you know, something, I don't know, maybe this is like my disillusioned Pisces self. Growing up, I thought that like, oh, the person that you end up with is going to be like your best friend. You're going to like them all the time. You're going to, and I remember I read somewhere, or I think I heard someone say like, the person that you love is going to let you down.
Yeah.
And that's just the fact of the matter. No one is perfect. That person is going to do something that's going to hurt your feelings, break your heart even, and just let you down. And I think that's human. Like, that's normal almost, you know, obviously with a limit. Like, you can't just do something that's so unforgivable. But I don't think you're going to like your partner all the time. And I don't think you should strive to find somebody that you're going to, that you are so 100% obsessed with. Like, I almost kind of feel like it's healthy when there's that little like, not to say, oh, this is wrong and I'm going to try to fix it. But like you said, like that 80-20, like that 20% where you can be aware that like, this is a flaw, but I'm willing to like deal with it and work with you on it in our relationship. You know what I mean? I don't know. I guess you'd have better
experience. It spicy.
Because you were in a long-term relationship, so I feel like you know a little bit more about like accepting people as
as they are, accepting flaws and all. Yeah, because as much as I loved my ex, he wasn't perfect, obviously.
Right.
But I feel like it was like once it, if you're doing like 80-20, it's like once it passed 20%, that's when it's like, okay, like there's an issue here.
Right.
But in my opinion, I feel like it's almost like that 20%, like you said, you have to be able to deal with it, accept it. And it has to be something that it's not like detrimental to you. Like, you know what I mean? Like at the end of the day, you could be like, oh, your partner has an attitude problem or your partner is very emotional and you can't handle that sometimes. But it's like, is it enough where it annoys you, where it like truly like gets on your nerves, or it's just like you accept that about him and it's like you deal with it because it's like that you love them. You know what I mean? I feel like another issue is that people don't even be liking the people that they're with.
Yeah.
So when they do little things, it's like it's so annoying to them or just so like, ah. And it's like, why, like, then why are you with me?
Right, exactly.
actually, can I ask you? I was listening to your latest podcast episode, the one that you did alone, and you were saying how, like, you are aware that being with you is, like, not easy because you are someone who is very complex. Mm-hmm. Like, what would you say for you are those things that do present issues in your relationship? And then, like, even with someone like your current partner, you know, he's great, you know, but then what would be that thing that you can pinpoint where you're just like, oh, that like is your something flaw. You're like his flaw. Yeah. Like that 80-20, like you said.
Yeah. That's a great question. I'm trying to think of how to answer it with like full respect for him. I mean, like no one's perfect. I think, you know, like I'm like a very positive person generally. And like, I've learned recently that like my partner feels like I'm not like open about like struggles or like things that happen that are not necessarily like good, you know? But like for me, that's because like I like turn them into positives almost, you
know?
That's
that Virgo in you. I'm totally, the same way.
Totally.
No, wait. I don't like the Virgo dwell. Is your what?
My rising.
And what's your moon?
Capricorn.
Oh, yeah, that's the Capricorn too.
Yeah, no, I was gonna say, I think that's one
Capricorn's
Capricorn
like,
moon.
Let's pretend everything's great exactly. and like turn it into happy smiles. But like, that's really who I am. Like, that's my mood, you know? And my partner's a Scorpio moon. So like, he feels like really deeply and intensely.
What's his sign?
He's an Aquarius.
Oh.
But an Aquarius with a Scorpio moon is like night, like, two different people, you know?
I always heard Aquariuses don't have feelings. Or
they,
like
they don't, but like when they have Scorpio moons, they definitely do. And I feel like he feels a lot more than I do. You know what I mean? And like, I can't understand sometimes why he's like feeling in a slump if like something sad happened. I'm like, well, it was sad, but like, let's go. Like, on to the next, you know? And I think that, like, you know, it's, like, I need to be better at understanding, like, why he's upset about it. And like
more empathetic?
Yeah, being more empathetic. But, like, obviously in the same right, like, I'm like, oh, I wish he was just, like, positive all the time. But that's, like, unrealistic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's that Scorpio moon. Scorpios are intense.
I know.
They're very intense. Yeah, I guess it's one of those like glass half full, glass like half empty kind of situations. But
yeah,
okay.
That's a really great question.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't know how, but we're like already at 46 minutes. So I don't know how you usually end your episodes, and I'm going to start listening and educate myself on that. But I usually end it with a quote or like piece of advice that you guys have for our listeners when it comes to dating or just like life experience. So hit me.
Well, if you're like me, that is kind of like rediscovering that single life, I feel like you just need to go in it open arms, very lighthearted, and just really use it as a time to get to know yourself better. Because why not, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, use that time to really like focus on yourself, see what you like and don't like, and just be like unapologetic about it.
Right. I love that.
Yeah. And I guess like, don't be so hard on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like me, who, you know, you are in the dating game and you're still trying to figure it out, don't let anybody try to make you think that you're picky because you refuse to settle. I think that's kind of just been like my biggest issue.
Yep.
I know what I'm looking for. He's not perfect, but I know he's out there. So I feel like until I find that, I'm going to do me, and don't let like outside influences like get in your head. And just also don't be afraid to be, like you said, unapologetically you, however complex that may be, because the right person will love you for who you are. So
that's beautiful. Thank you guys so much. Can you tell everyone where they can listen to your podcast and follow you on Instagram?
Well, our Instagram is Uncensored Thoughts. They can listen to us on
Apple iTunes,
Spotify, SoundCloud,
Google Play, Podable. And, you know, we both have our own separate Instagram accounts. I'm Sophia Brooke 314.
And I'm Amber St. Clair with ST dot Claire.
Love it.
People forget the dot.
Uh-huh. Cool. Thank you guys so much. And this episode is airing on both of our podcasts, so I hope both Cross listeners enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed recording it. All right, have a good one.